When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. And I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of this disorder and some of the traits that go along with it. Today's episode is going to be about how to get over a narcissist. Oh, yeah. That's one of the main questions that I get on my page, y'all. My comment sections on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever y'all just Twitter. I mean, they be tweeting me. I don't even hardly be on Twitter. I be getting tweets about, how do I get past this person? How do I get over this narcissist or this toxic person or whatever? You know what I mean? So the first step in getting over a narcissist is, you know, loving yourself more. It seems simple, y'all. It's just like, well, Lee, we've heard that before and we don't care. We won't, like, tell us how. We like, got it. Self-love. I love myself. I said I love you to myself, so I should be over this. No, there's a difference between saying you love yourself in acting like you love yourself. What have you done for yourself in a long time? Give back to you. Instead of pouring your love, your care, your caring, your affection, your empathy, your money into a toxic relationship with a narcissistic person, into this toxic person, pour it into yourself. One of the questions I ask people when they ask me this is like, what have you done for yourself lately? Like, it's simple as that. It seems simple. What have you done for you lately? What have you done for you lately? What have you done to give back to yourself? What have you done to pour into yourself? What have you done by yourself to show yourself, to prove to you that you love you? Seriously, like, what have you done for yourself? So many people get lost in these relationship dynamics. You get lost in the relationship dynamics. You don't know what you like to do anymore. You've lost your identity. You don't know who the hell you are anymore. So again, I ask people, what have you done for you? Like, seriously, what does it look like? What does it look like for yourself? Like, what have you done for yourself here lately to give back to yourself, to pour into you? Like, before this relationship, you might have liked to go to the movies by yourself. You might have liked to go for walks in the park. You might have liked to do a lot of things by yourself. But guess what? You get into these toxic relationships, they strip you of your identity, and you don't know who you are anymore. Well, I used to do this. I don't know if I like doing it anymore. I used to like drawing. I used to like painting. I used to like doing other things, but you don't do it anymore because when you get into this relationship, you stop doing it because that person is holding you back from doing it. Or you holding yourself back because nobody, like, you're in control of you. Typically, you're holding yourself back because this person, there's consequences to your actions. Like, you know, if you do this, you might get punished for and things like that. So typically, it's you holding yourself back because you've given control of yourself to this other person. So what have you done for you to show you that you love you? There's a lot of yous right there. You. Like I said, like Usher. You. You know, but seriously. It seems simple, but it's not, y'all. It's simple. It's especially if you've been in these relationships for a long term. Like, you know, if you've been in a relationship with a narcissist for an extended period of time, yeah, you don't know who the hell you are anymore. Like, you've lost your identity. You don't know whether you're coming or going or flying, you know, dancing, whatever. Like, you have to give back to you. It's and again, y'all, I know it sounds simple. It seems simple, but I completely understand that it is not simple to give back to you once you've been conditioned to give back to yourself. And like a lot of times in these situations, there are going to be kids involved now. So you can't just do things. You can't just get up and leave and go do something for yourself because you have kids to take care of and things like that. You know, and if it's your parent that is a narcissist, you know, cutting that person out of your life or taking back control of your life is tough. Especially like if you're, you know, still young or whatever. You know, most of my people who watch my stuff are grown. But, you know what I mean? That's how it goes sometimes. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, just understand that that's how it goes, y'all. It just absolutely does. You know what I mean? So you get into these, give to you. Look at back of my phone case, y'all. Look at back of my phone case. What is back of my phone case says? Self-love. You see it right there? I wear it on my phone case. I just noticed that. I was like, wait, like, put this in you. Put the camera in the phone. Because a lot of times when you get out of relationships, also, you're going to be trauma bonded. Y'all know the trauma bond. We all know the trauma bond is rough. The trauma bond is tough. The trauma bond is like, can feel like a drug addiction. Breaking the trauma bond. How do you break the trauma bond? That's step two a lot of times, because you got to break the trauma bond. One thing you can do is journal, y'all. You can journal. You can write things down. Get it out of your system. I had a 101 over Zoom with a woman this morning, and she said she was writing down the stuff that she wanted to send to me, and just writing the stuff down helped her. She's like, I don't know what it was, Lee, but I was writing the stuff down to send it to you. I felt good. I felt really good. I just felt like I was, you know, I felt like it was on paper. I wrote it down. I got it out of my system. Because if you internalize the stuff that you've been through, if you don't tell anybody else about it, because a lot of people, you know, you're embarrassed about the relationship or how long it went on, how much you endured, how much you stayed through or whatever. You mean, a lot of people keep that to themselves. But journaling it, getting it out of your system and having a support system or some people to support you helps. Write it down. One of my good friends, her name is Lisa Sunny, she wrote this right here. It's called the Trauma Bond Recovery Journal. You see that? Trauma Bond Recovery Journal. It's on Amazon. This is what I call targeted journaling. It tells you what to journal and when to journal. It's like a little notebook you can write in. It's 12 weeks, 5 to 10 minutes a day, and it helps you, y'all. You can start doing this while you're still in the relationship, while you're trying to break the hold the trauma bond to get the power to leave, if that's what you want to do, if you want to leave. Look, week 1, day 3 says, has my partner made me aware of any of their childhood traumas, which makes me want to be their savior? Was saving them ever realistic? Now, answer that. Now, you have to go into detail about that right there, into the dynamic right there. Because a lot of narcissistic people will share things that they went through growing up, and that keeps you bonded to them. It makes you want to, you feel sorry for them, so you want to be the person to save them. You put on your superhero cape, you going to be super empath. You come flying in there trying to save this narcissist from things that you don't have any power over. You know what I mean? Breaking the trauma bond. Except, like I said, another thing you need to do when you get out of it, and the Trauma Bond Recovery Journal is available on Amazon, y'all. Another thing you need to do is accept that the relationship is over. It just is. I know so many people, whatever relationship dynamic it is, it doesn't have to be boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. It can be your parents. It can be your friends. It can be your siblings, your cousins, your coworkers, your bestie at work, your work wife, your work husband, your friends with benefits who y'all were just clapping cheeks every once in a while. Y'all got addicted to each other. That toxicity. Accept that it is over, and accept that you did everything that you can do to make that person happy. But you have to realize that nothing you do will ever make a narcissist happy. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. A lot of people are like, Lee, get the hell out of here. You're lying, Jezebel spirit. You don't know what love is anyway, and you can't tell me what I can't do. Okay, go be my guest and go try to make somebody that I told you. I said, nothing you do will ever make that person truly happy. And you're going to keep trying and trying and trying. And you're 75 years old and angry as hell and mad at me. You said, I should listen to Lee in 2022. But too late then. Too late. I read a book called Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, and the number one regret was, I wish I had the courage to live the life that I wanted and not the life that others expected of me. Break the peer pressure. Other people expect you to live a certain type of life to societal standards and things like that, to stay in a toxic relationship because y'all got a family, because y'all need to make it work, because God don't believe in divorce, Jesus don't believe in divorce, blah blah blah, boop 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 beep beep beep. Y'all get it. You know what I mean? Understand that you can do something for you. I would say giving back to yourself. Understand that the relationship is over, and that you successfully broke, like, the relationship is over, and you done everything that you can do. Understand that nothing you do for a narcissist will ever be enough. You can't make them happy. You just can't. And them includes me. I'm just like, I'm perpetually unhappy. I have moments of happiness, but joy escapes me, just like joy escapes most narcissists. But I tell people, you're in this, get it, you know, it's saying, I don't want to be selfish. I seem selfish. They told me I was selfish. Let go of the guilt of leaving this person alone or walking towards happiness, you know, getting out of this relationship. Let go of that guilt. You have to let go of the guilt. It's not your guilt, y'all. That guilt is not yours. It feels like yours because they make you feel like they put it in you. They put that guilt in your pocket, like pocket rocks. You know, they put that guilt in your pocket. Like, here's my abandonment issues. Here's my childhood trauma. Here's the peer pressure. You got pocket rocks of things that keep you in it, you know, pocket rocks that are anchors. You know, they little dense ass rocks. These little like little meteor rocks. One rock weigh a ton. It's not like one little baby rock that fits in your pocket weighs a ton. It's not yours. Get it out your pocket. Those pocket rocks of guilt. You know what I mean? So just stand in your truth, y'all. You are stronger than what you think you are. You absolutely are. So stand in your truth and don't let people hold you into these toxic situations. Let it go. Release yourself, because I'm telling you, once you get out of these toxic relationships, once you let go, you start to glow. You start to grow. And there's so much proof in so many survivor stories and things like that. There's so much proof in those stories. You know what I mean? Absolutely is. So if you're dealing with any kind of narcissist, any kind of toxic relationship, or you just go, and also one more thing, let go of the fact that they are not diagnosed as a narcissist. So many people are just like, I don't want to let go because they're not a narcissist. You know what I mean? I don't want to let go because they're not being officially diagnosed. And I just can't get them to go. So that means you're never going to go anywhere, because they're probably 99.9971% chance that person's not going to go to therapy and get diagnosed. Yeah, I just made those numbers up, but I just want you to let you know how unlikely it is that person that you're dealing with is going to go to therapy and get diagnosed. You know, let go of the need for an apology. Let go of the need for closure. Let go of those things, y'all, because those things are anchors. Those are the little pocket rocks that keep you in this relationship. You don't need closure. You don't need an apology, because they wouldn't mean it. They can say sorry, but what the hell is it sorry without change actions? Sorry for everything. Oh, book. They don't mean it. Truly. Anyway, y'all, let me hop off this thing, y'all. Got some interesting information coming up here pretty soon. Look, live in-person workshop. There's a workshop that me and Ben Taylor, one of the other self-aware narcissists, we're doing a live in-person workshop in Virginia Beach, Virginia on September the 24th. The link is in my bio for that. Check it out, y'all. It's going to be a live in-person workshop. Limited seating. There's 20 seats. Two people already, you know, booked those seats up or whatever. There's 18 left. So very limited space. Seriously, it's going to be live, intimate, no recording, no nothing. Just helping people break their trauma bonds. You know, like our first workshop, the first of many to come. Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then October 15th, we're going to be in Austin, Texas for another live in-person event, meet and greet, workshop type of thing as well. So stay tuned for more details, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, you know, mental illness is out. Peace.